proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
My daughter is so excited that we're going to be going up there at some point during Christmas break.
Yeah.
To Nashville and seeing her and hanging out and all of that. But we have to bring home her all of her Christmas decorations and stuff because she bought all of the stuff that she's got this year because she's in a new apartment. And so she bought a tree and the decorations and all that, but she doesn't have anywhere to store it.
Yeah.
I mean, she brought it right from the store and put it up in the apartment.
Without thinking, where am I going to put all this stuff?
Yeah, so.
You don't think about that at the time.
You don't. Not as a girl.
No.
I'll figure that out later.
Yeah. It's a workout.
So, how do y'all do? I forgot, Lynn, how you and your husband split up family time for Christmas.
So, this year we did the Thanksmas thing where, so we've already done Christmas with my family. Mm-hmm. So, this year it's, for Christmas, it's just like his family. And they come over on Christmas Day to like see the kids and
okay,
open
but,
up.
But you don't do Christmas Eve with them and stuff like that?
We actually have no plans for Christmas Eve.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Losers.
I know. I don't know. I'm not sure what we're going to do. We might do church at 6. I don't know. We might start our own little family thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Every other year, though, we have to juggle both families.
Mm-hmm.
So typically we would do my family Christmas Eve and his Christmas Day.
Yeah. We have just a couple of family traditions that we stick to. Christmas Eve, we always have gumbo that night.
Mm-hmm.
I cook gumbo. And then Christmas morning, I do a big breakfast with sausage gravy and, mm-hmm. you know, biscuits and all that kind of stuff. And then usually the Christmas night meal is ribeyes.
Mm.
But that one we're changing up this year.
Because
we'll be at my daughter's apartment in Nashville.
Mm.
I don't know. After you eat that big breakfast, you know, it's a long time before you want anything yep. anyway.
True.
So, hey, you can never go wrong with pizza, I don't think.
Yeah, yep. Sure.
I agree.
Wangs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have any of those things than like what people, some people do, the ham and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a turkey. It's
like a Thanksgiving
again. It's more Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's like, no, I would much prefer rib steaks and, mm-hmm. and pizza and something.
Well,
delicious.
We started doing that when I was a kid. My parents and my mom and my grandmother and all of them were like, you know, we just had, and they always describe heavy food as rich. We just, you know, we had all that rich food at Thanksgiving. And
yeah,
that was
yeah.
just a couple of weeks ago. Do we want all that rich food again?
Right.
Just, you know, whatever. So that's when we started doing ribeyes. Mm-hmm. But my brother would always go and buy a big ass ribeye roast and then he would slice the steaks from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so however people wanted the thickness and stuff.
God, that sounds good.
That's good.
Yeah. But I don't know how to do all that. But my daughter doesn't eat steak, so.
Mm. So vegetarian night or?
No, she eats meat. She just yeah. doesn't eat beef.
Yeah.
She eats bacon now. She just started that a couple of weeks ago. Isn't that crazy, Riggins?
20 something, just like, she's like, Rob doesn't like bacon, but
yes.
did she ever like it?
No, she never tried
she
it.
She never even tried
no,
it.
No, I don't think
That's
so.
Amazing.
And she tried it, and she was like any other normal human. She was like, oh my God, this is fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
But except
the whole
Rob.
Time?
Yeah.
Any other pig products she liked
nope.
before?
Nope.
Hot, no hot dogs?
Nope.
That's not just pig.
Well, whatever's delicious.
Yeah, what a weird experience to be an adult and try bacon for the first time and find out that you love mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Like your head must about pop yeah. off.
It'd be like being 24 years old and walking outside for the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
All that so, high cholesterol you've been missing.
Yeah. It's this amazing thing.
Opened up the yeah. world once yeah. you try bacon.
That's mm-hmm. funny.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, she'll be eating pork rinds.
Yeah. Slam jam.
Yeah. And pork belly.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
always good.
And you're going to be 40 on a radio show.
It's
magic.
Yeah. That's not a very feminine, sexy sounding dish that you like. You know, you say, I like, oh, I love pork belly.
We're right.
Yeah. Pork belly. But they tried to make it fancy in restaurants, you know.
Mm, they still do. They have it on the menu at fancy restaurants, and they'll put a sauce over the top of it. And it's just a big old thick piece of bacon.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Basically.
Come on.
I think they should have it at regular breakfast diners and stuff. You should be able, instead of bacon, you should be able to order fried pork belly.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Waffle House. Can I get some pork belly?
So I'm sad that y'all aren't going to be, y'all are losers on Christmas Eve and nobody wants to be around you.
Yeah.
It's because them kids is so bad. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
But
can't.
Where are your parents going to be?
So my parents have a church service at their church at 6. His sister is going to be in Chicago, and his other sister doesn't celebrate Christmas.
No, I mean, just but where your parents, though. I'm not counting Chicago people.
Oh.
You know, they're...
they're who they are.
But I'm just saying, why... If your parents are going to be in town or close by, why would they not, when they get finished with church or on Christmas morning, not be there like when the kids wake up and see what Santa Claus brought?
Yeah, so Christmas morning, his family and my family will come over, like...
Oh, they all will be there?
Yeah, just to see the kids, what they got, yeah. Actually, I'm not sure they're going to be together at the same time, because my mom has to go leave at 10:30 from my house and go to my brother's house.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that.
So, you know, yeah.
They got children, too.
And then his parents wake up later, so they're going to come around 10.
And then your brother that lives in D.C., he just doesn't get any family at Christmas then, huh?
Only her family.
And where are they from?
They're neighbors. With my brother.
Okay, but what kind of people are they? Are they Southern people or non-Southern
Pittsburgh.
People? Oh.
Steelers fans we're dealing with.
Gross.
They're neighbors to your brother?
You can walk to their house from.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's probably a blessing that they can take the kids.
Yeah. Well, and the kids are older, so.
Oh, okay.
They don't, it's like 13 and 14. Yeah.
So do they just pop over to your brother's house without calling or anything?
No one's allowed to see, because my nephew has cystic fibrosis, so no one like really comes out. It's just a whole thing, but you know, I guess they're glad that they're close by, just in case.
Mm-hmm. So do they know that being from Pittsburgh and all, do they know that your brother's a conservative?
Yeah.
Do they butt heads on that?
I wonder.
I'm figuring they're not.
Yeah.
They're terrible towel wavers and union people and all that, so they're probably not conservative.
Yeah, I don't know. My brother works for the government, too, so it's like a whole thing. I mean, you know, it's... I'd like to be a fly on the wall. I would. I'm never around her parents, but they're... Yeah.
They're Pittsburgh people.
Yeah.
They've raised differently and they have different values and customs and things like that. I get it.
And they're huge Steelers fans. Yeah. I mean, you can be a fan, but they're like the kids.
You can't be a passive Steelers fan.
Oh,
they don't allow it. No.
It's not like, you're on the fan.
You dedicate everything you got to it.
Mm-hmm.
You tithe to the Steelers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't have any problem. I mean, I can completely get along in social situations with most liberals.
Sure.
Like Rob's friends were liberals the other night, and I liked them.
Yep.
Of course, they didn't know that. You didn't tell them how conservative I am, did you?
They knew.
How do they know?
Because they follow the show.
Oh, they do?
Somewhat. Like
they're like, they know.
Wow, and they were nice to me.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
Usually the conservative is fine to be around liberals and be nice and all that, but the other way around usually doesn't happen. You know, they're usually not so open to being around conservatives.
Mm. I'm not going to share this clip with them.
Why? I'm saying that they were cool.
You had a good experience. Just leave it alone.
Most people that I know that are not conservatives are just fine. They're fine with me. And other people. It's
You're not exactly a rock ribbed conservative.
No, I'm neither of them. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm very, very in the middle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that?
Liberals.
Middle.
Oh.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.